Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So, this week... Disney's gonna sue you. We're gonna talk about Star Wars. Okay,
that was what I was singing. I'm not sure if it was clear, so I explained.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Great. Oh, awesome. But yeah, specifically the movies. We're gonna focus on the movies as they have expanded into TV series and comics and everything like that. But we're gonna talk about the movies.
We have talked about the two Mandalorian seasons so far, and we'll talk about maybe Clone Wars and everything another day. But today, just the films.
Just the films.
But if you want to go back and listen to our Mandalorian episodes, that's a pretty good idea. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what nerd thing are you kind of into this week?
Well, so last weekend, we celebrated your birthday a little early.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. I'm old now.
A belated birthday. Yeah, you are old now.
Yeah,
it's a magical week where I can say that you're so old.
Yes. So Brandon is exactly 7 days younger than me. So happy early birthday, Brandon.
Well, thank you.
This comes out on Monday. Brandon's birthday's on Tuesday. So, yes.
Old. Or will be. Anyway, we celebrated your birthday last weekend in the big city. And we did a bunch of escape rooms, and that was fun.
Yeah.
I've been a couple of years since we had done an escape room.
It really is. It was our first time
back. What happened? Anyway, we did a bunch of escape rooms, and it was fun. I like escape rooms.
Yeah, and we're pretty good at it, I think. I feel pretty confident. We escaped all of them.
Yes.
Even the ones that were built for four people, we did it with two.
Yeah.
So, it is the end of the semester for me. I was also going to say escape rooms. And we went to hockey games.
We did go to hockey games, yeah.
Yeah. But it's the end of the semester for me, and today, because it was the first finals that my students were writing, I decided I wanted to look very cheery, so I'm wearing a Perry the Platypus dress.
Nice.
And they were all very jealous, by the way.
It is a cute dress.
Yes, you had it for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that's an additional nerd thing. I'm also wearing an Animal Crossing hoodie, but they don't go together.
Well, they're both green.
Yeah.
Slightly different colors kind of green. Okay, well, that's neat.
But yeah, so I had a very nice birthday, and also I have another nerd thing. You got me a very cool birthday present. I got a Lego Winnie the Pooh like set with the tree, and it's very cool, and I will definitely, when I build it, I'll put up pictures, and that'll be my nerd thing again. Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well, to celebrate our birthdays, I figured I better crack a nice beer. And this one is called Live Dangerously, which is a great name.
That's a funny pun.
Yeah,
I like it. Tangerine-ish, in other words.
It's not like super strong fruity taste. It's an IPA mm-hmm. with a little tang to it. But,
nice.
Yeah.
That's the dangerously mm-hmm. part. I also went fruit and beer and also past beer. And this is, it's All the Fuzz, which is a peach sour. I think it came out at Halloween. It was supposed to be like a Halloween candy-ish kind of inspired thing. And it's the first sour I've really liked. So
yeah, you've had that one a few times now.
Apparently.
It's one of your favorites.
Yeah, it is. One of many.
Which is weird for a sour.
Yeah, I know. But I really like it. Fuzzy peaches are my favorite candy. Okay, and that would take us to a little spoiler-free review of the latest Boba Fett episode.
Yeah.
Episode 4.
No spoilers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're getting to the heart of the meat of Boba Fett. So what do you think of it so far?
Well, I really like it overall so far. This episode, I didn't have a problem with the last episode, episode 3, but I thought this one was better. I like hanging out in this world, and I kind of want to get to it now. Like, this would felt like another build-up one.
Yeah, they're building up. There was some definitely cheeky musical notes near the end there.
Yeah, they weren't hiding that one too much.
No. This one is suffering from a bit of a similar problem that I thought Mandalorian had.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting all the other characters do cool stuff and not so much the main character. And I get that there's a point, like, he's building to have his own family and things like that. I don't know, but I would like to see Boba be cool.
Yep, my favorite character is currently not Boba Fett, so you know, let's see what happens now.
So we'll see. We'll see if he gets his time to shine.
Hope so. How many episodes are in this?
I don't know. I didn't look it up, and I don't know.
No, we want to be surprised.
Six.
If it's six, we're getting to it. Because it feels like we're getting to it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it could be six. Maybe it's eight, but I think it's probably six.
Okay. Just the way it feels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. We've got a few news items for you, Brandon. First of all, we got a new Moon Knight poster and trailer and a date.
And a date. Our wait for Marvel content has shrunk.
Considerably.
Fair bit, yeah.
Yeah.
By like a month.
Yeah. So this is exciting.
Yeah,
so
is very exciting.
In
yeah.
March, we're getting Marvel content. We're getting Moon Knight. And this trailer is like crazy cool. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. I can't say, like, I'm not the biggest comic nerd in the world, and I can't say as I'd ever heard of Moon Knight ever before
right.
This show was announced.
Mm-hmm.
But looking into him, since it has been announced, I think he seems pretty cool.
Yeah, why is he not more popular?
I don't know.
Just so
just
many.
Kind of bizarre, and yeah, there's just lots of Marvel characters yeah. out there. So
might be really cool to explore in a TV series, maybe.
And it looks really good. And Oscar Isaac, of course, is very cool.
So cool.
And it looks like he's got a lot to work with this character. Mm-hmm. And
he gets all to the go into
versions
it.
Of said yeah. character. So yeah, I am actually very, very hyped up for this one.
Out of all the Marvel ones this year, I mean, we haven't had as good a look as, say, going into 2021 when we knew what we were getting with WandaVision and Loki. Plus, we don't know dates on everything, so we don't know what's this year, what's next year. But this might be the one I'm most looking forward to, actually. Now seeing this, it might just be because it's coming. But
yeah, I don't know. It is tough to tell. We don't...
Not films. Films, it's Doctor Strange.
But... yeah, that one's going to be... Everything I hear about that one is looks like it's trying to...
Ugh.
Be really big, but yeah, I don't know. We don't know much about the Disney Plus slate this year.
Exactly, very very little actually, considering the year's already started. But this looks really cool. I'm very excited for it, and I really like the new poster too.
Yeah, it's a cool poster.
Yeah.
Lots of cool design around this one. So mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Yeah, so we have some Downtown Disney update. There have been some closures, either announced or already happened. So this is to make way for the construction and the renovations.
So
and everything
it is,
to the
that
area.
Is confirmed now. There was speculation about it before, but we're on board for Reno
on board.
Time.
We
that
already
makes sense.
Yeah, we already have some closures. So Sugar Boo and Company has already closed as of January 15th.
That's a funny
Sugar
name.
Boo. Yeah, I figured you'd laugh. Earl of Sandwich is slated for January 27th, West for January 29th. There's still a Starbucks near World of Disney. Don't worry, that's remaining open. But one Starbucks only in Downtown
Disney.
Oh,
no.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you know. I love coffee. I'm not the Starbucks obsessed type of person.
So, but yeah, these are closed. And whether or not the construction or when the construction is actually starting, but the fact that these things are closing makes me think, you know, they're not going to close earlier than they need to. So.
Right. And it is the right time of year for... this sort of thing to start up.
Exactly.
So makes sense.
Yep, exactly. And this is really cool. We Don't Talk About Bruno is is now the highest ranked song from Disney in 26 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is. It officially has passed Let It Go. Let It Go got as high as number 5 on the Billboard charts. We Don't Talk About Bruno is now at number 4. The last song to reach number 4 on the Billboard charts was Colors of the Wind in 1995. So that's kind of a big deal.
It does get stuck in your head.
No.
quite a bit. So yeah, I mean, I quite like the music from Encanto.
Me too. And the more I listen to it, the more I like it.
Yeah, it grows on you. And it's so Broadway in that it's like, very lyrical and also like tells you the plot and it's very integral to the plot and stuff like that. So it's not like your typical Disney movie like Frozen where they just have a song and then they go about the plot. It's kind of interwoven more, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. You still have your I Want song and everything like that, but it's not the showpiece anymore, right? It's more everything is necessary to make it all work. Like you don't even know who the characters are if you didn't have that first song. the Family Madrigal, right? Like, anyway, very cool. Good job. We don't talk about Bruno. No, no, no. And I think that takes us to our main topic.
Disney Plus and chill.
Do you want to talk about a Star Wars?
Sure. Well, the way we decided we're going to do this is instead of just ranking all the Star Wars movies, we're just going to...
There's too many now.
Yeah, that would be silly. It's true. That would be like ranking all the Marvel movies. It'd be crazy.
Well, not quite that bad.
But... Well, no. That is just craziness. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at it in sections. So the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, the others, Solo and Rogue One, then the sequel trilogy. Sound good?
Sounds good. I think it was my idea, so yes, it does sound good.
So let's start with the original, the OG, episodes 4 to 6.
Yeah.
What did you think? Where was your favorite line and all that?
So this is interesting. The original trilogy, of course, it made Star Wars what it is today. Mm-hmm. But we're not old enough to really appreciate exactly what it was when it was brand new. We weren't alive. That would be tough.
Right.
And we didn't get the impact of the twists and turns that as they were happening. It kind of always, like, Star Wars was always just a thing. Like, I always remember Star Wars. I watched it pretty young, so.
Right.
I don't know. I always knew Darth Vader was Luke's father, and, like, it just seems like it was always there. It
was this crazy thing, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Definitely.
And I watched this a lot. And continue to watch it quite a bit. It's been a couple years now, but...
We're due for another rewatch soon, I think, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the last time we watched them was, I think it was before episode 9, and we watched all of them. It did take 2 days, though.
It did, yeah.
We tried, but it didn't work.
Yeah. We sat through 1 through 6 a couple times in one sitting. And that's not too bad. That's actually less than an extended edition Lord of the Rings in one sitting. So,
yeah.
That's fine.
It's easy.
It's really, really cool. And it's for how old these movies are now.
Yeah, it's true.
Aged extremely well.
Yep. My students were asking me the other day about, like, really important things to know for allusions and things like that. And, of course, there's, well, you know, studying ancient Greek and Roman and stuff like that. I said, but there are certain pop culture things you need to know.
Hmm.
And I think Star Wars is on
that list. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's, like, permeated everything.
Yeah. You can't fully grasp anything in pop culture if you don't have, like, these touchstone pieces. Mm-hmm. And Star Wars is 100% a touchstone piece of pop culture.
Totally. So, do you want to pick a favorite? Do you want to rank? What do you want to do?
Yeah, we're going to pick favorites from each era. Just
one favorite? We don't have to rank?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So, what's your favorite?
I have to go with the original.
Yeah.
The Star Wars. they went and called it A New Hope after, but yeah, Star Wars, it's the one Star Wars movie that stands alone by itself.
It's true.
As a standalone story, because of course it was released without the whole franchise in mind. Yeah. Like, Lucas had planned this whole thing, but sort of on paper. Kind of. But the movie itself was designed to be standalone, and
right.
It works really well that way. And then it gets expanded on quite well in Empire Strikes Back, and that's going to be a lot of people's favorite. There's a lot of good things about it.
A lot of people say it's, like, the perfect sequel. Like,
It is a really, really good sequel, and I like how it kind of ends on a bummer note. That's why I also like Infinity War. It does the same type of idea, and it's really good, but you can't have that. Like, it doesn't work on its own, so you need the first one.
So when I was growing up, my favorite one was the third one.
Yeah.
I mean, that
one, like, people get angry and like, oh, even right now, Boba Fett, they're like, oh, it's too kiddie and stuff. Star Wars has always been for kids.
Yeah, it has been.
Adults enjoy it, but it is for kids. Which
In fact, the adults who enjoy it now, a lot of them enjoy it because they were introduced to it as children.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't, and then they're mad about other children being introduced to it, like, come down off the high horse.
Exactly. No, and Return of the Jedi does have a lot of cool parts. It has some annoying parts as well.
Very much, I totally agree. But that was my favorite growing up. Although, okay, so here I'm at. That was my favorite growing up. It was the most enjoyable to me. I like that it had a happy ending. I like the Ewoks, of course I did. And I love Leia so much, yes. right? And she gets to, like...
She absolutely gets to shine in that one, yeah. which is one of the highlights of Return of the Jedi.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I am aware that Empire is probably technically the best one. However, my very favorite now as a adult is also A New Hope. Yeah, for the same reason. Nothing else exists without A New Hope. And I Leia still gets some really cool moments in there, and yeah.
Yeah. And,
it's great.
And the cool thing about A New Hope is it's like your textbook hero's journey.
Yep.
Which is neat. And it also has a lot of references to old school movies, which was by design. That's how George came up with all this stuff in the first place. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's like pretty close to a perfect movie.
Yep. So actually I'm going to be teaching it next semester as a in my film studies course. So like that's how awesome it is. Cool. Okay. Let's go episode 1 to 3, the prequels. Now, we were actually at an okay age when these came out, but not really. Like, we should have been at an okay age.
We were a touch old.
But you know who really loves these are the teenagers now.
Yes.
Because they, maybe when they, like, they grew up with them, they would have come out before they were born, but they would have existed, but we could thank Clone Wars.
Yes. So these are interesting. There was a lot of hype, like mm-hmm. unbelievable hype.
I remember all the hype.
When episode one was due to come out, it was crazy. And then that trailer dropped and it was such an awesome trailer. Mm-hmm. And like, oh man, it was taking the world by storm. There was people lined up. Back yep. when you had to line up for movies like 6 months ahead of time, not even joking.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
Camping out for 6 months to get to be on the first showing of this movie. And there was some problems when it came out. There was a mixed reception, let's say that. And I would say that was fair. Mm. There's really cool parts.
Yep.
But the kids now are the generation after us.
Yeah.
Generation Z,
mm-hmm.
the Zoomers, do have the benefit of maybe having caught the Clone Wars TV show
right.
when they were kids. And that show actually does make these movies better.
Well, I have never... So we've rewatched them, just as like part of rewatching anything. But I've never been like, ooh, I really want to watch those. Except we're watching Clone Wars, and I'm like, I almost kind of want to go back and watch these now.
It makes them so much better.
So hats off Clone Wars, because you're basically saving the prequels.
Yeah, like it's amazing how much they can do with an animated show
right.
to fix some poorly received films and fill in those blanks to make you care about the characters that you see.
Well, that's been the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care about them, but I care about them more in Clone Wars than I do in anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, well, I teach teenagers, and my Star Wars fans, students, often will say the prequels are their favorites
yeah.
out of everything. And I think they're nuts, but this is why.
This is why you get a good look at the actual downfall of Anakin, and mm-hmm. it makes way more sense than you can do in a movie and a half, basically, because like as a kid he's not downfalling anything, he's just he's just a happy-go-lucky kid.
Yeah, just there.
Yippee!
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite of this one?
Okay, well, I mean, the obvious choice here is Revenge of the Sith. It is the best and most watchable one. It's got mm-hmm. an epic lightsaber fight scene and all that. I will say that the most underrated one is Clone Wars.
I actually agree.
Oh, Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
The start of the Clone War, and it's that one's like hated,
mm-hmm.
like almost universally. And I like it's not amazing,
yeah.
by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't hate it. I don't know. It's watchable.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom Menace is really bad, like really bad. The pod racing is okay, but probably too long.
Well, the pacing's wonky on it.
And Darth Maul is an amazing villain, but totally wasted.
Absolutely. So Thank you, Clone Wars.
Yeah, it's again.
Yep.
Saves Darth Maul from being wasted.
Yeah. So, it almost makes you angry that he's so cool in that movie. Because you're like, but it would be better if he wasn't so awesome, because then it wouldn't hurt so much like that they suck.
Yeah. Anyway, there's lots of cool themes, and like the prequel trilogy is really close to being good, but there's just some missteps along the way that drag it down.
Yeah.
There's good, really good themes through it, and I don't know. There was some good advancement of technology, but it was probably too reliant on mid CGI. Mm-hmm. Like Jar Jar at the time was an amazing technological achievement, but it looks kind of bad now.
Yeah, sure does. So what do you think is your
favorite? Yeah, if you had to put me down, I would say Revenge of the Sith is my favorite. It's the climax, and you get to see Darth Vader become Darth Vader and all that, and it is good.
You know what? So there's some cool stuff for that one. I might I don't want to pick the same one as you, but Padme really bugs me in this one. And for me, the female characters are such a thing.
As much as Return of the Jedi was awesome for Leia, Revenge of the Sith is terrible for Padme.
Padme, you see her go from like
she's
kick-ass to be like, I think I'll fix the baby's room, and then
I'm sad and gonna die now.
Yeah, like what?
It's so dumb.
And she was actually one of the better parts of the first two.
Yeah.
And then what did, like, talk about, she was so wasted. So actually, even though the rest of it was all right, she bothered me so much I can't go with that one. I'm gonna go middle of the road here. Yeah, I'm gonna go Attack of the Clones.
Okay, well, that's gonna be an unpopular choice.
Yeah, but, that's okay, but you know what, just Padme bothers me so much that, like, it bothers me almost as much as Anakin hating sand.
I don't think it's a bad choice, but... Like, there's good parts in Attack of the Clones. It has a cool mystery element.
You know what it is?
I
don't particularly like Attack of the Clones, but nothing bothers me in Attack of the Clones as much as things bother me in the other two.
Mm.
So it's like the least offensive to me, actually, because
Overall,
I agree with you on Revenge of the Sith, except the Padme thing bothers me so much that I gotta go Attack of the Clones. If nothing else, I'm just gonna be different and unpopular.
There you go.
Before we get to the most recent ones, we had Solo and Rogue One, and they kind of came out in between 7 and 8 and things like
but this was part, like, Disney had just bought Star Wars, and they had these grand designs of a new Skywalker trilogy, and we're gonna do all these other stories.
Yeah.
They're gonna call them Star Wars stories, and, like, just solo films that are just in the universe. And
which is actually a really cool idea.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And the first one...
Rogue One.
Came out well, but there was lots of production problems. They had, like, extensive reshoots, and, like, I think there was a director change in the middle or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There was definitely a director change for Solo.
Yes, I knew that one.
So that one was very troubled as well. So both of these were troubled.
But yeah, but we had Rogue One first, and then we had Solo. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple years after that.
Yeah, and so extensive reshoots, but when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It was the most different Star Wars movie. Like, it embraced that Solo film. It is tied to the original trilogy quite a bit, obviously, especially with that ending.
Oh, yeah.
But it strikes its own tone. And I was like, oh, look at all these cool things they could do with this idea. And I really love Rogue One.
I do, too. And I was very surprised by it. Because I was just like, oh, whatever, it's a Star Wars movie, you know, but it's not, like, part of the story, so I don't know, just, like, a way to make money, but I'll give them my money and I'll sit through it, and absolutely blown away. When we've rewatched them, I'm always like, this is amazing. Like, this is so, so good.
It's fantastic, and...
I'm not just saying that because Diego Luna's in it.
I'm curious to see how, because they're having a prequel series on Disney Plus with him and his character from Rogue One. Why is it a prequel? Well,
I'm like emotionally traumatized by this movie, actually.
I am curious to see how they handle that and if it'll be any good, because I don't know
if I've ever cried so much over a droid before. But, like, everything else up until this point, we had spent 3 movies with all the characters, right? Except, you know, like Darth Maul or something like that. So you grew to care about them, or they tried to get you to grow to care about them. In this one, it was one movie, and by the end, they, like, the writing and the acting and everything was just so, so good.
And it's an ensemble cast, and you're caring about all of them.
Every one of them.
And it, I don't know. It just works, and really good.
Do you have any problems with this one?
No.
Neither do I. And I think it's the only one I can say that about out of the entire thing.
Except A New Hope.
Okay, except A New Hope. Part of that is like it. Well, if looking at it critically, you can have problems with A New Hope, but because it was such a trailblazer, it's like you also can't have problems with A New Hope.
I don't have any problems with A New
Hope. Okay, well, I have no problems with Rogue One.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Every single character I care about. I care about Jyn Erso. Like, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, good. it's really good.
And, like, nice action, like, the pay. Oh, it's really good. And then Solo came out a couple years later.
So, Solo came out right after The Last Jedi.
Yes.
So, it came out between Episode 8 and 9.
Yeah, and not only right after, like, a month after.
Yeah, it was quite quick. Mm-hmm. This had a lot of production problems and changed directors
right
midstream,
right?
And I do think it suffered. I would say Han Solo is a really tough character to try and fill the shoes of as a different actor.
Yeah.
I imagine the first guy to try and be James Bond after Sean Connery felt right. The same, and yeah, he lasted one movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's tough. I think this is, like, people have grown fonder of this one as time has passed. There was a lot of people kind of angry about the direction that Last Jedi went in and took it out on Solo.
Right.
And now that they've given it a fair shot, it's a very watchable movie.
It is. It's, like, fun.
It is fun. And the story works as kind of like a standalone prequel. They have some cheesy nods to, like, how Han Solo got his dice or mm-hmm, whatever. But it's not too heavy-handed, and it works pretty well, and mm-hmm. I like it. I don't know. I like Solo.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was enjoyable. I felt like when it came out that people either didn't like it, like they were just annoyed about it, or that they, like, didn't watch it at all.
Yeah, people didn't watch it. People were just angry at Star Wars at that point.
Yeah, or they just were like, I just watched, like, because they literally right after Last Jedi, and so they had just watched it and they were annoyed about it, so it's like either they actively avoided it or they were just Star Wars'd out for a while, or I don't know.
Yeah,
it was poor timing.
The release timing was bad, and all the production problems didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're already starting with a concept where people are like, there's one Han Solo, what are you doing?
Yeah, and it is literally the only Star Wars bomb.
Yeah, which is crazy. It's definitely not the worst one.
No.
I think it's actually quite enjoyable. I'm hoping that it continues to gain momentum.
But I think we've made it clear of the Star Wars stories that we've gotten.
Rogue One. But that's not like a serious slight against Solo. It's just Rogue One is amazing, and it's just better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Episodes 7 to 9.
So yeah, we get our Disney trilogy mm-hmm. in between those Solo movies that we had talked about already.
Yeah, and then overlapping into the last one, The Rise of Skywalker came out after, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these ones came out. So this, I think Episode 7 might be the movie I've seen the most in theaters. I was trying to think about that.
Well, I mean, this was a big shock that Lucasfilm was sold to Disney. It wasn't clear that there was going to ever be another Star Wars movie again in our lifetimes, mm-hmm. like, George Lucas owned the company outright, and he kind of did what he wanted. He didn't care.
I'm George Lucas.
he had more money than he knew what to do with already, and like he's like, no, I don't want to make any more of these movies. He's
done with them.
He did what he wanted, but he had some ideas and thought that he specifically sold to Disney because he had worked with Kathleen Kennedy throughout his career,
right?
And wanted them to have stewardship over the franchise. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah. And, I mean, got just a metric crap ton of money for it. So, like, billions of dollars.
They just backed the trucks right up.
So, it's not like he was chopping it around at a pawn shop or anything.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of in his designs. And he, apparently, with the sale, like, he had some treatments for a sequel trilogy mm-hmm. that they didn't use at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was kind of miffed about that. But
okay, what was his sequel? Is it known what his sequel was kind of going to be looking
there
at?
There was some interview with him a couple years ago kind of talking about it, and it was going to be more about, like, Luke rebuilding the Jedi Order and stuff like that.
Oh, okay,
More similar to what the expanded universe did with post Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Definitely not making Luca an angry hermit on an island.
But he drinks a different color of milk now.
Yeah. So some people took that and was like, well, that'd be way better. But who knows, right?
Yeah, we don't
like,
know. Yeah. He also thought the prequels were going to be awesome. So, you know.
They were close. They were really close.
They had potential.
Yeah. Okay. So it was really exciting that we're getting new Star Wars movies. And we're like, oh, well, maybe they'll be like the prequels or maybe they'll be good. I don't know.
People were tentatively excited.
And The Force Awakens comes out and it's like universally praised by critics. Yep. And I go and see it. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yep.
And we go and see it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah,
in theaters,
we sure did.
And it was awesome.
Dressed up and everything.
I did not dress up.
Oh, no, that's true. I think I just wore a Star Wars t-shirt. You saw it 3 times in the first 24 hours it came out.
Yeah, I saw it. I had tickets. I was in the city for accounting coursework.
Yeah,
I was in the city by myself, and I was like, okay, it's coming out on the Thursday. I'm gonna get my tickets.
Yeah,
and then it was really well reviewed, and yeah. I just bought tickets for the next showing as well.
And we had tickets for the Friday.
Yes,
because
That's when you were coming to pick me up or whatever, and yeah, you were working. And so we were going to go. I was going to go again. I'm like, I have to see it opening night, but since you're coming later, we'll go again.
Yeah.
And so then, yeah, I saw it 3 times and like, don't regret that at all.
No.
It was a really good reintroduction to Star Wars, and it had so much potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like introducing these new characters and
Revisiting old ones.
Well, a couple
sometimes
old
literally.
Ones.
Yeah.
And,
the old ones, just some old
ones. It had so much potential. Mm-hmm. But as we came to learn, they didn't have a plan.
No.
They didn't have a Kevin Feige pulling the strings, puppeting all this stuff. They're just like, we'll make it up as we go along, just like we did with the original trilogy. Because it's true, they had a very vague overview of what could Star Wars could be if it continued.
Yeah.
But they did. They had different directors, and they made it up as they went along.
Yep.
And they thought, well, we'll just do that again.
It worked in the 70s and 80s.
It'll be fun. Yeah, it... Individually, each one of these sequel trilogy movies is okay. The third one is probably the weakest just because it is the most confused.
Right.
But put together as a trilogy, it doesn't work.
As a trilogy, almost the prequels are better.
Yeah.
At least they make
They have an arc and they have a theme to them.
So, okay. I've gotten into many debates at work about this trilogy because a lot of people think the middle one is like
the worst thing ever.
And I don't agree with that.
I like The Force Awakens a lot. The Last Jedi might be better as a movie.
It might be.
But if you're going to do it that way, you can't just like rubber band back with the next
That's
one.
That's the thing. So when... And this is always my response. When Empire came out, some people were so upset that they got up and left the theater.
Oh, yeah.
The way the third one came out as a trilogy, and then now Empire is considered one of the best ones, if not the best one, technically. And I said, I'm going to hold off judgment on Episode 8 until Episode 9 comes out.
Yep.
So I didn't hate The Last Jedi. I actually thought there were some really great moments, and they were doing some really cool things with it. And, there were, like, some parts, whatever, but then Episode 9 came back, and basically it was like everyone got scared of what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to make everyone happy, and in doing so, they kind of made no one happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like they were so scared of, like, ticking off maybe one group that they're like, we're just gonna give everyone a little bit of what they want. And it made no one, like, I don't think it was as offensive to a lot of people as Episode 8 was, but I didn't like that they chickened out.
Yeah,
it was my big thing.
It was like, I don't know, we'll do some stuff here and we'll do some stuff there. And
I will say the Kylo Ren arc was my favorite thing about Episode 9, was how they finished that, because I was like, if they lean too much this way, it's going to be terrible. If they lean too much that way, it's going to be terrible. And they kind of like did a very careful walk, and I thought that was the only kind of like treading water thing they did that worked.
Yeah, it was fine. The Knights of Ren were very anticlimactic,
which
was so dumb.
Yeah,
and yeah, I don't know, they they needed to embrace the potential.
Yeah.
And I still like episode 8, but it probably needed to take place over more than like 36 hours or whatever it was.
That's a good point. Yep.
As a middle chapter in a trilogy, you need to take the potential and show where it's going and leave some threads open for the thing to finish, and instead it kind of condensed the world, the universe. I don't know.
And that's pretty hard to do in Star Wars. It's a pretty big universe.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing. There's been the talk about, like, do we even include the sequel trilogy in canon or in, like...
Well, yeah. There's literally rumors that they're going to do some timey-wimey stuff, because there is some time nonsense, time loops and things like that, to like kind of punt the sequel trilogy off to an alternate universe or something like that.
I actually like the sequel trilogy more than I like the prequel trilogy, even though, like, as a trilogy, the prequel trilogy makes more sense. But that would actually really upset me.
It would be a bit of a cop-out. I think you just try and build on the universe.
Yeah.
Away from the Skywalkers. You can have Luke come and do some cameos, like, in The Mandalorian.
Totally
And that's fine, but I liked the direction that The Last Jedi was going, where it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
It's Star Wars, and you can...
That was my whole point, and people have argued about that. No. I'm so confused. I thought that's, like, the whole thing, is you never... Right? That... Literally that last shot where it's the boy and he gets the broom and it comes to him and stuff like that. And there's no training or anything like that. I'm like, yeah, isn't that like one of the themes from the whole thing?
Yeah.
Anyway. Like,
and that's what the Force is supposed to be. And that's kind of where the Jedi went wrong. They were too self-important and they had this whole prophecy and it like just all blew up in their face. Right. So you need to like give back the Force to everybody. Yeah. Anyway, that was great theming. They needed to have the arc to do that. And
they didn't do that. Yeah. This is why we story plan, people. Okay, your favorite of the sequels.
Oh, it's definitely The Force Awakens.
100%. This one was actually really important to me.
We didn't talk about that, but Rey as a character, especially in The Force Awakens, was really important. I thought it was really cool. They had some teasing material that you thought Finn was going to be the Jedi, because of course he has the lightsaber in the one scene, and they use that in a lot of the promotional material.
Very first shot is Finn.
Yeah. So yeah, you think he's going to be the Luke going on his hero's journey, but no, it's Rey. And I was great, and I like, you see all the little girls dressed up like Rey, and that's really cool.
That was so cool.
I wish it was a better arc.
It was. It did her. Like, I don't think it was as, I don't know, like, it didn't bother me like Padme bothered me or anything like that, but Rey was the central character, you know? So, like, it was important that she was no one. Like, that was the whole thing.
Yeah, kind of retconning that, or unreliable narratoring that into her being just part of the Skywalker family was kind of silly.
Because then they're getting back to the whole point where it's like...
And oh. I think that condensing episode 8 so much, which is really the only problem I have with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the Casino Planet was not a great use of time either.
Right.
You lend credence to the argument of the Mary Sue thing that a lot of people... rightfully or wrongfully latch on to. A lot of cases wrongfully, like, oh, it's a woman, so she can't be that way. Like,
right.
Luke gained power really fast too, like, don't forget that.
No, kid, I think Luke gained power quicker.
Well, except he spends more time on Dagobah than you think about. Like, there's a time jump there, right? There's not as much of a time jump.
They needed to do more of that more. Agreed. Well, fair enough. Rey, I think, is very important. And if you put it in an alternate universe, it's a cop-out. And I think it really negates 50% of the population that see her as a hero.
Yeah. No, I think Rey's great. I kind of hope that we see more of her down the line.
Yeah, that would be great. We don't get to see Leia anymore.
No.
That's how that works.
And like,
and that's who
and
we
the,
had.
And the ending of The Last Jedi does leave it a little bit open-ended, so you never know.
You never know. Give us some more shows. Let us spend some more time in that universe. You know, sew up the ends. If they can fix the prequel trilogy with all its problems,
exactly,
you don't need to, like, jettison the sequel trilogy.
And that's my current hope for Star Wars is... You got Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, and they're doing their stuff on Disney+. Boba Fett does have some mixed reactions so far, but a lot of Star Wars fans are really digging it. And
yeah, it's such a hard. I don't envy them because Star Wars fans are crazy.
They are crazy. But no, I think Boba Fett's been great. It's definitely a slow burn, but I can see where it's going, and I think if it's pulled off correctly, it'll be good. Episode 3 was
meh.
But
you know what? That wasn't like offensive or anything.
No, I didn't hate it, but everything else has the other three episodes have been really good.
Yep,
I think, and
The Mandalorian. I mean, yeah, it had a couple episodes, but you know, take my money. Absolutely,
there was definitely a couple weak episodes of The Mandalorian, but overall, the series is just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you had the bookends of the craziest reveal in episode 1, season 1, and the craziest reveal in the last episode of season 2, and you know, everyone else just. You could just take my money. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Star Wars fans are crazy. They're also trying to get new people to come to Star Wars. They're trying to keep the diehards happy. And they're trying to just appeal to general audiences and critics. That's a pretty, pretty hard line to walk.
It is definitely a tall task.
I feel like they've done all right.
So far, they've been up to it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very curious to see. I think the true test is going to be that Obi-Wan series.
Yeah.
Because that's treading some hardcore Clone Wars territory, like, because it's in between films and, like, in that gap between the prequel trilogy and the original trilogy, and I don't know, like, you risk tainting some of A New Hope if you do it wrong.
Oh, and that's
risky.
Seriously problematic.
That's risky.
Yeah, you don't touch that. You don't touch the original trilogy, basically. Mm. You don't go near that. Obi-Wan was the best part of the prequels.
Oh, by, yeah,
like,
by a
long shot.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for this. I'm not a crazy Star Wars person. I like Star Wars, and there's certain elements that are important and stuff like that, but I'm not like I'm going to be very angry or anything that. But,
I will say that, Qui-Gon Jinn was pretty cool too.
Movie. So that is very true. Qui-Gon Jinn was awesome. Obi-Wan was awesome. Darth Maul was awesome. That is the end of my story.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you, do you have a favorite Star Wars movie overall?
Yeah.
Episode 4?
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah.
I have two. Because one is episode 4. Nothing else would exist without it. But I gotta give hats off to Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One's fantastic. That's definitely my favorite of the Disney-made ones.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
And
I really want to see what they do with... Well, if we ever get the Disney Plus show.
Haven't they filmed stuff for it?
I feel like they have.
I don't know.
Okay. I have a BuzzFeed quiz for you, because of course I do.
You do like your BuzzFeed
quizzes.
Well,
I was going to give you trivia, but I would be really bad at it, and you'd be really good at it, and I didn't want you to ask me, because I don't know.
Okay. Here's some random Star Wars trivia for you.
Okay.
So you have... In the Boba Fett show.
Yeah.
You have the return of Max Rebo.
Yes.
Can you name some other musicians from Star Wars?
I just know the Cantina Band.
Yeah, okay, so who's in the Cantina Band?
I have no
who's
idea.
Who's the headliner?
I have no
he's
idea.
He's also... Look,
I noticed him in there.
It's never confirmed what it looks
but
like.
But it's supposed to be him?
Yeah. And
well,
he's
I mean, like,
got a
I
weird
recognize
name.
Him, but
like,
I don't know his name.
Friggin' Darn.
Right. Oh, Friggin' Dan. You have you have a band t-shirt.
And his band's the Modal Nodes, but it doesn't look like he has the Modal Nodes with him anymore.
No,
so
he's just hanging
they
out
broke
with
up or something.
Yeah. No, you have a t-shirt. It's Friggin' Dan and the Modal Nodes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guess I could have come to that conclusion eventually had I thought of your
and
t-shirt.
And then the funniest character... That plays music. Among those two is the other well-known one. I think he was in Max Rebo's band. He's called Droopy McCool.
You did tell me this. It's the coolest name ever.
It's a goofy name, and his character design is a little out there. But
maybe not that McCool.
Yeah.
Droopy McWeird. Okay, Brannon, you're going to find out which Star Wars character you are. Haven't you always wondered? Do you have any guesses?
Chewbacca.
Okay. Yeah. You're really tall and kind of hairy. You have long hair. Okay. Pick a Bond film. A View to Kill, Honor Majesty's Secret Service, Die Another Day, GoldenEye, You Only Live Twice, Moonraker, Goldfinger, The Spy Who Loved Me, or The Man with the Golden Gun.
Did you just say Goldfinger?
I don't think so. Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
You said Goldfinger.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. So I have a rule when it comes to James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
The three best James Bond movies all have gold in the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So GoldenEye is definitely the best Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
And I think probably the best modern Bond.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go with Goldfinger.
Not Goldfinger?
Not Goldfinger. and the tiebreaker on that is the theme song.
Fair.
Is just amazing.
That's a good one. Pick a social network. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram, Foursquare, or Tumblr.
It is Twitter.
Yes, it is.
And
not for me, but for you it is.
That's just because sports Twitter is really enjoyable.
Fair.
Other parts of Twitter, not so much, but yeah. And I don't use Instagram, and I don't know.
Instagram's great. Instagram and Pinterest are the best.
Too old for those things.
What was your favorite subject in school? Maths, physics, politics, English, IT, biology, foreign languages, religious studies, or philosophy?
My favorite?
Indeed.
I don't know. Can I say none?
No, you have to pick one.
Let's
Lunch go- isn't on here.
Let's go with IT because I got to play computer games instead of doing work.
Did you die of dysentery?
that was elementary school. Mm-hmm. In high school, we played this little tank game and it was fun. Hmm. So yeah.
Pick a color: purple, orange, green, gold, black, pink, red, blue, or yellow.
Blue.
Pick a Beatles song: A Hard Day's Night, Help, I Saw Her Standing There, Here Comes the Sun, Let It Be, Ticket to Ride, Octopus's Garden, Obladi Oblada, or Blackbird. I like most of these songs a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say The Octopus's Garden because it's a funny title.
Fair. What is your ideal first date? Going for a drive, a nice walk through the woods, watching a foreign film. I'm definitely saying them all just like this.
A nice walk through the woods sounds very murdery.
It's true. You've never had a first date. Did I say watching a foreign language film?
You did, yeah.
Okay. You've never had a first date, shooting womp rats in your T-16, going for a picnic in a field by a waterfall, putting out...
what does that mean?
Fires.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, watching stand-up comedy or going to a museum.
I would love to shoot womp rats in my T-16. That'd be an amazing first date. I'm assuming it's like some sort of arcade that you're playing.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Pick a Breaking Bad character.
Mm.
Ooh, it's been a while. Jesse, Skyler, Skinny Pete, Gus, Walt, Saul, Badger, Huel? I don't remember him. Or Walt Jr.
I'm going to go with Gus, which is a nice Mandalorian crossover.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a fantastic, fantastic villain, Gus.
Okay, do you know who you are? You are R2-D2. You ready for your description?
Ooh, beep boop, beep boop.
Hey, that's not very close. So your description is beep boop, blip, beep boop.
Ooh. R2-D2 is the best Star Wars character.
I will give you that for sure.
The only character?
I have a serious soft spot for C-3PO.
C-3PO and R2-D2 are the only ones in all the movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the main trilogies.
Mm-hmm.
And R2-D2 saves the day more often than not. So
it's true. Yeah, and most of the Clone Wars.
And most of the Clone Wars, yeah.
He's like the only competent individual in all of Star Wars.
Basically.
Yeah, I love R2-D2, and not just because I have an R2-D2-2-2.
Toot-2.
But I think I also have a serious soft spot for C-3PO. I almost thought I would say you were C-3PO.
I'm not as blithering as C-3PO, I'd like to think.
Okay.
Great character, though.
So good. They're like the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Literally. Like, that's what they are, yeah.
Yeah. anything to add for Star Wars? Other than it's awesome?
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. So here's a question for you. What would you most like to see? Not stuff that's announced. Like, what would you like to see explored in Star Wars?
Okay, well, on our road trip this summer, we were listening to some books on some audiobooks about like Thrawn and things like that. Mm. I think that might be a fun thing to look into, like to see.
And I think we're going to get there.
Do you think so?
Well, I mean, he was name dropped in The Mandalorian.
I did notice that.
And there's an Ahsoka series coming out. And,
yeah.
And they have some history. We haven't seen Rebels, so we don't know exactly what's going on there, but they definitely have some history in there that I've heard. So, yeah,
so I think that would be
kind
of cool.
They're going to cross paths somehow, way.
Yeah, so I'd be interested in that. I mean, it's hard because the character I want to see the most about is Ahsoka, and, you know, she's coming out, and I want to see more of Rogue One stuff, and, you know, that's coming out, and Obi-Wan I'm most excited for. But yeah, I'd like to see more about, so even if he's there, maybe more of like the leading into him kind of stuff would be kind of
cool.
Yeah,
so, okay, so for me, I think I'd like to see something like random, like, I don't know, have a poker style movie where they're playing Sabacc and it's like a Sabacc tournament
cool.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've been talking about gladiators a lot on Boba Fett.
That's
would love to see a Star Wars gladiator movie.
Yep. What's the guy's name?
The Wookiee?
Yeah.
Christian, I don't know, it's a Wookiee name, right?
Yeah,
so it's a little hard to pronounce, right?
But he could be like a feature in there.
Yeah,
and
it could be a prequel
be really
for him,
cool.
His time in the fighting pits or something.
That would be very cool. You know what else would be a really good one? I would like to see, I'm really liking Fennec Shan, of course, and I think, like, even if it's not her story, but like that whole, I don't know, like more characters like her, kind of like some of their backstory, not even, you know, the exact timing, but just all those kind of like outlaw-y type characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm curious. Just give us more general stories about this world, basically.
Or how about this, a heist movie with Bothans?
Oh.
Because they're good at heists well until they're not.
Too soon? So it's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good question. I like that question. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to all of our social media accounts. You can also email us there. And you can find us on Instagram at DisneyA.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. Of course, you can message us on any of those as well. You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A, at least theoretically. I was having some technical problems, so we'll see.
Hmm.
But you can find old ones there. So hopefully this one as well.
Well, you gotta call your IT department. And
you are my IT department. Oh.
Well, I've been too busy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. If you rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. Especially Apple Podcasts. It helps our algorithm. Also, it makes you awesome. So if you want to be awesome, you are going to have to. It's just the way it is.
Hmm.
You're going to have to rate
that
and
makes
review
sense.
Us.
Yeah.
If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. And you can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. I'm going to interrupt myself here for just 1 minute. Magic of the Mouse Radio is home to some other different podcasts. One of our podcasting friends on Magic of the Mouse Radio just had their 100th episode.
I did see that. That's pretty cool.
So we are big fans of Disney Assembled. They're a happy father-daughter podcast team. And also, shout out to anyone who does a Disney dad joke of the week, because I am a big fan of bad puns. And Disney-themed bad puns are even better. But congratulations to them on their 100th episode.
Yay!
So next week, we're not quite Valentine's Day yet, but we're getting pretty close. So we are going to celebrate that Valentine's Day with, what are we doing? Oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Why are you laughing maniacally? It's our first blind date with Disney of 2022. This doesn't sound very loving.
I don't know. You know, it could be really good. Give it a chance. It's a blind date. Could be awesome. Could be your next favorite movie.
Chances are not great.
No.
You made me watch Can of Worms. I still haven't gotten over this. So, yes, this one, Bran will be picking a movie for me to watch that I won't know until I sit down and watch it. Will it be romantic?
Yeah, I'll probably try and find some sort of...
Valentine's Day-y?
Something romantic-y.
Oh, nice. I like romantic things.
Yeah.
Well, till then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? I don't think so. Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
You said golden finger.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.